Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of his word. Come sit with us.
As we have looked at the opening two chapters of the book of Zechariah, those first three visions that Zechariah received from the Lord there would certainly have been an encouragement and a source of comfort to the people of God who were standing there among the ruins in the city of Jerusalem. And according to those visions, the future of Israel was clear. God would bless them. The people of God would be restored to their land. The enemies of God would be destroyed. And the city of God would be rebuilt. But the question that might have been on the minds of the people was this. Since they had brought the hand of God down upon themselves because of their rebellion and because of their disobedience, since they had caused the situation in which they found themselves, and since really nothing had changed, they were still the same people. They were still the same sinful people. So the question is, how could they stand before a holy God and not be destroyed by him? Since God hates sin, how could he bless them? A question that we might ask ourselves if we are honest with ourselves. And in Zechariah chapter 3, in a fourth vision, the prophet Zechariah received an answer from the Lord. The Lord answered that question. And so, in verse 1, Zechariah says, then, in another vision, the angel who had been speaking with me made visible to me Joshua, the high priest. The high priest from the nation of Israel, who was the high priest at the time of Zechariah, we are told in Haggai 1:12. And as you know, the high priest represented the people of the nation of Israel before the Lord. That was his function. And so here, in this vision, Joshua, the high priest, is a picture of the nation of Israel. And so, as it were, the nation of Israel was standing before the angel of the Lord. They were standing before the Messiah. They were standing before the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the protector of his people. And in this vision, Zechariah saw someone else. We are told that he saw Satan, the enemy of God, the enemy of the people of God. And he was standing there, we are told, at the right hand of Joshua, standing as a prosecuting attorney in order to accuse Joshua, in order to speak against the people of God so that they might not be spared and so that they might not be restored. And just like us, much of what Satan had to say about them was probably true. Satan is a liar. He is the father of lies, we're told in John 8:44. But sometimes we make his job a little bit easier by the things that we do. Sometimes we give him the ammunition to use against us. And then it says in verse 2, God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ spoke, and he said to Satan, God the Father, the Lord of hosts will rebuke you, Satan. At the cross, you will be shattered. You will be defeated. Indeed, the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem as his own will rebuke you forever. And you will spend an eternity in a lake of fire in torment and in agony. You know nothing of the character of God. You know nothing of the grace of God. Are not my people, Jesus says, who are called by my name, like a firebrand, oud in Hebrew, are they not like a branch that is in flames, that is about to be burned up because of their sin? Yet it is I who plucks them, Natsal, who snatches them away from the fire of eternal punishment. And in verse 3, we have a picture of that rescue. We have a picture of that transformation of the people of God, our transformation. So now it says, Joshua the high priest, who, remember, is a picture of the nation of Israel, was clothed in his priestly garments. He was clothed in garments of white linen, pure. But Zechariah tells us that he was clothed with filthy garments, balosh. In Hebrew, there was excrement smeared all over that white linen. Do you get the picture? Without Christ as our Savior, that is how the Lord sees us. That is how he sees our sin. It is like we are covered with the filth, with the stench of human waste. And so, the nation of Israel was standing before the angel of the Lord in the filth of their sin. And Jesus spoke, we are told in verse 4, and he said to those who were standing before him, who were they? These are the angels. So he spoke to the angels, and he said to them, remove, sur, in Hebrew, put away the filthy garments from him. And as we're told in 1 John 1:7, it says that it is the blood of Christ that cleanses us from our sin. Only he can do that. Only he can put away our sin through his blood. And again, the Lord spoke, and he said to him, to who? To Joshua. To the nation of Israel and to us. He said, look and listen and see. Open your eyes to the truth. I have taken away your iniquity. Aver in Hebrew. I've taken away your guilt. I've taken away your punishment from you, and I have placed it upon myself. So now I can clothe you with festal robes, ma'alasah in Hebrew, with robes of blue and of gold and of precious stones. As we are told in Isaiah 61:10, where it says that we are clothed with the garment of salvation. We are wrapped in a robe of righteousness, in the righteousness of Christ, who alone is righteous. And then in verse 5, Zechariah adds his thoughts to this scene. He becomes a participant and not just an observer of this vision. And so he says, let them put a clean turban on his head, the turban of the high priest, upon which were written the words, holiness unto the Lord. And so they listened to Zechariah and they put a clean turban on his head, and they clothed him with clean garments while the angel of the Lord, we are told, was standing there approving of the things that were being done. And it says in verse 6, the angel of the Lord admonished Joshua, Ud in Hebrew. He gave his solemn testimony. And what is his testimony? In verse 7, we are told, it says, thus says God the Father, the Lord of hosts, as those who belong to me, here is your responsibility before the Lord. If you will walk, and if you will live, according to my ways, in the newness of life that you have been given, the life that you now have in me, and if you will perform shamer, if you will diligently keep watch and faithfully attend to my service, mishmereth in Hebrew, in my instructions, if you will attend to my words, if you will guard my word by your obedience to my word, that's how we guard his word. We live it. If you will rest in my righteousness and not in your own righteousness, which is no righteousness at all, then, he says, you will also govern my house. You will become a royal priesthood, it says in 1 Peter 2:9, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. And you will also have charge of my courts, hatser, of my courtyard, of my cities. You will serve me in my house as my representatives. The beauty of holiness. And I will grant you free access to heaven, to the presence of God among these angels who are standing here before you, even for all eternity. So now, the Lord says, listen, verse 8, listen, Joshua. You who are the high priest, you and your friends, Reath, your companions, the people of the nation of Israel, those who are sitting in front of you, listen to this. Indeed, they are men who are a symbol, mofeth in Hebrew. They are a wondrous miracle of the grace of God, of the things which are to come. For behold, the Lord of hosts testifies, I am going to bring in my servant, the servant of the Lord who will come to earth from the glory of heaven to do the will of his Father in heaven, the branch of David, the king, the one who is in the messianic line of David, the long-awaited Messiah, the Christ of God, who will rise from the grave in newness of life, in life for you. For behold, it says in verse 9, he is a stone. He is the chief cornerstone, the stone that I have set before you, Joshua. A stone that is set before the nation of Israel, and a stone that is set before us. And on that one stone are seven eyes, all knowing, all seeing. Why? Because he is God. And so he will bring judgment upon those who do not believe, and he will bring the cleansing of salvation to those who do believe. Behold, I will engrave an inscription on that stone. Oh, well, what is that? What is that inscription? It is the names of the children of God, declares the Lord of hosts. And their names will be written on the palms of my hands, declares the Messiah in Isaiah 49:16. And I will remove a mush in Hebrew. I will take away and erase your iniquity from you, the guilt and the punishment that you deserve, the judgment of your land. And I will do it when? In one day, he says. How? Where? I will do it at the cross. Salvation will be for all eternity. And in that day, declares the Lord of hosts in verse 10, and into eternity, and in the kingdom of God, every one of you who believes, every one of you who belongs to me will invite his neighbor, his friend, his brother and sister in Christ to sit down under his vine and to sit under his fig tree in peace and in harmony forever in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.